I hope that the young girls watching me wrestle learn how to, whatever struggles they're going through in their lives, can handle that in grace, find a smile, and walk into whatever's next with a positive mindset.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And great to have on the line one of the exciting voices, personalities, and forces of nature in the world of pro wrestling today. One of the stars of AEW on your TV and in your town coming soon in Illinois and Indiana, the one and only Willow Nightingale. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, I'm very excited to be chatting with you today.
It's great to have you on. We are in Chicago. You're going to be in Peoria on Friday, then in St. Louis and Indiana. You guys never stop. AEW is just always moving.
Yeah. Today, personally, I'm in Indianapolis getting ready for Dynamite. But yeah, we're in Peoria on Saturday and St. Louis the day right after that. So it's just go, go, go for us.
When you first got into this business, was that one of the things that you had to factor in? Obviously, the world of entertainment and wrestling and all the physicality of it all. But man, you know, traveling can be grueling too.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started, I remember my trainer telling me about how many life events he had missed. So many birthdays, weddings, you know, big, like, moments of celebration with your family and friends that, like, you can't really get back. And that was just one of the things you kind of had to accept early on. And while sometimes I do still miss things like that, I really love AEW because they do still allow us a little bit of flexibility in our schedule where we can partake in things like that. And I do still get to see my family as much as I am on the road. You know, there's a really great work-life balance, and we're hustling, we're grinding, but we're making it happen.
Well, you're a fan favorite, you know, number 8 ranked by PWI right now. And so I feel like I can safely say, I don't want to jinx it, but this wrestling career thing is really working out. When did you know that you wanted to be a pro wrestler? Like, there's kids who they see it on TV or they want to be an astronaut or a fireman or whatever, haven't given it much thought, but actually doing it. And so that is happening. And you mentioned family and friends. Were they always on board for this, or they wanted you to be a dentist or an insurance salesman or something?
So, yeah, definitely don't think mom and dad were super on board at first. I had been, like, in love with wrestling from the moment I first saw it when I was, like, a kid. So it was always one of those things where I was like, oh, well, I think I want to do this. But obviously there was also a level of practicality that was always kind of, like, taught to me. Like, I like animals, so I thought about being a veterinarian. As I got older, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to try this thing. But I dropped out after a year, couldn't really afford school, and it just seemed like the right time in my life. Like, if I was going to try this wrestling thing, that would be it. And at first, my parents weren't in love with the idea of me being a wrestler, but I didn't drive at the time, so I used to take my bike. I'd drive my bike to the train station, bring my bike on the train, get off near the wrestling academy, and then ride my bike there. And do that back and forth. And I do that like 3 times a week. So I think eventually my mom realized how dedicated I was to it. And I was an adult, so there wasn't anything she could do to stop me. She just kind of went with the flow after a while. And while my dad, you know, I don't think he loved the idea of me potentially getting hurt. Yes. He was the one person I could always watch wrestling with. So there was this like vicarious thrill that he got as well.
Well, talk a little bit about this, sort of the convergence of your passion, excitement, drive, dedication, and AEW hasn't been around forever, but the excitement is everywhere. It's sellouts at Wembley, you've got the New Japan Pro Wrestling, and just fans around the world are getting involved with this. So talk a little bit about that. You're being excited about a career in wrestling, and then AEW just taking the world by storm.
Yeah, so for me, when I started wrestling, there wasn't an AEW. There really wasn't, like, if you wanted to make it on a big, like, television platform in the States, there was only one place to go. But the moment that I saw, like, the inception of AEW beginning, I was like, man, this is what I want to be a part of. Like, this is cool. And it is really nice to have that birth of a new thing and, like, be a part of it. And that's really cool. But for the past 2 years since I've been on, I've watched it blossom and grow. I've been able to continue wrestling outside of AEW as well, because we have great partners in New Japan and CMLL. So I've been able to wrestle in Japan as well as Mexico on behalf of the company, which is really something I never could have imagined doing. So it's really exciting for me as a performer, but I hope that that also makes all of these like cool dream mashup matches where we get to see worlds collide and we get to see like this melting of cultures and like how wrestling is expressed in different areas of the world all through some partnerships. And That's, I think, one of the really amazing things that makes AEW so special.
Let the listeners know we're talking with AEW superstar Willow Nightingale. Talk a little bit about that, a company that has the range, sensibilities, the access to those other countries, really the world, and an opportunity to bring what it is that you do to places all around the globe. Talk about, like, just the thought process there. And for the fans, like people who see you on TV here and think of it as an indigenous American sport, but it really is the world's. Are the fans different in other places? They're all excited, right? But what's the difference?
Yeah. So when I was in Japan last year, like, I saw some fans outside of the arena. A friend of mine and I, we were walking to, like, the Chili's. Or no, it was TGI Fridays. We were going to TGI Fridays in Tokyo. And on our walk over, like, fans were literally, like, shaking, crying, coming up to meet me. And, I mean, that really makes you realize, like, the impact of, like, what it is we're doing. So that's, like, one experience I had when I was just in Mexico City, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, leaving the arena. Like, I couldn't even get to the car we were going to because people were, like, swarming around us. Like, it was wild. And so to be able to go and wrestle these other places, interact with different fans, it's really interesting because while culturally their lives might be different, wrestling truly is universal, and it is something that has tied me together with people that I wouldn't have met otherwise. And, you know, they have different histories. I was in Arena Mexico, which is a building that is specifically built for professional wrestling. Like, this building has been around for over 50 years, and they only have wrestling there. And, like, we don't have anything like that in the States. So that's beautiful to see. And it's just so much a part of Mexican culture, lucha libre.
Yeah.
So we, you know, I think wrestling is very much like an American thing, like you're saying, but it's great to see how it affects other cultures.
Well, when you talk about maybe the inconvenience of getting from one place to another because of the fans, that's your fault, Willow, because with the TNT, TBS, pay-per-view, you guys are everywhere because AEW, not just sports entertainment, but also that media side, super savvy. And so when the live show hits town, you guys are, you know, in people's living rooms all over the country at all times, but when the live show hits town and you're there in those town, do you have some favorite places to go? Is it all the same, or are you kind of just focused on the arena and maybe you don't get a ton of time outside of the hotel, but are there places you're excited just for the people, not necessarily the event?
So for me, I really look forward to getting to go places that I got to wrestle a lot when I was still an independent performer, like before I got to AEW. So like the Boston area, Boston, Worcester, Massachusetts, those are some of my favorite places to go because I just have such a connection with that crowd there. They've watched me grow up through wrestling, you know, which is so close to home. So maybe it's a little bit of like a cheat because I can drive there whenever I want. But I think it's also really great. Just everywhere we go, I try to find like one thing. I ask my Uber driver when I get picked up at the airport, I ask the Uber driver, what's one thing I could do in this town that I can't do anywhere else? And then if I have any free time, that's what I try to do.
You mentioned just that kind of camaraderie of wrestling fans around the world, different cultures, different places. Recently, WrestleMania happened and brought back a lot of old storylines. You were in some of those storylines about being recruited into maybe some of that stuff. I feel like interest in wrestling is as high as it's been in a long, long time. And I think it brings awareness and excitement to all the different series and all the different forms. Your thoughts about that? Just in general, people getting excited. You guys are doing a ton of it with all the TV time, TBS, TNT. But I think just wrestling is more popular. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe than it's ever been.
I mean, I definitely, if you've heard me kind of like how I express my love and like reverence for pro wrestling throughout this chat we've had so far, I love it so much. And I want for other people to feel the same way. And now that there is so much wrestling accessible, because for even as long as we've known wrestling to be a popular entity, right? It's existed in other places, but we haven't had access to it. Now everything is online. So even if we aren't getting shows that are on television, like network television, fans can go online. They can go on streaming sites. They can pick whatever their favorite thing is. And the great thing about AEW is I truly feel we have a little bit of everything. If you like some comedy, we've got some comedy. If you want a little international flavor, we've got all these partners that we work with. If you're into the hardcore, hey, I've even been in 3 street fights at this point, and we've had people, you know, go super hardcore. If you're a purist and you're very into like technical wrestling, we've got, in my opinion, one of the best technical wrestler in the world in Bryan Danielson. So we have a huge spectrum of whatever you like from wrestling here at AEW. But it is a globalized world we're living in now. You can, whatever wrestling intrigues you, you can find it.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Willow Nightingale, star of AEW. Very last thing, talk about the passion, sharing it, the excitement as a role model, as a woman in sports and entertainment career. Your thoughts on that? You know, it's great to have fans, great to have any fan, right? But when, let's say, a little girl that comes up that sees you, that says, hey, I want to be you, and you having been that same girl that became you, how do you feel about that, to approach it, to share it, to inspire? How does that go?
It means a great deal to me. When I was a kid and I was watching professional wrestling, I don't know that there was anybody that looked like me on television or even had my disposition. Or, you know, when you start watching like wrestling, they have the very famous like idea, like, this is by trained professionals. Don't try this at home. You know, so it was very much that. And as much as I love wrestling itself in the physical form, that's not the thing that I want people to walk away with and be like, I know how to body slam people. When people see my character, obviously I want them to root for me, like, please cheer for me. But I want to teach them a lesson of like, whatever obstacles or struggles we go through, for me, that's, you know, the match that I'm having in the ring. Win or lose, how can I grow from this, and how do I get to the next step? For me, I do it with a smile on my face. So I try to hope that the young girls watching me wrestle learn how to, whatever struggles they're going through in their lives, can handle that in grace, find a smile, and walk into whatever's next with a positive mindset.
Helping to be that example, kind of showing people what can happen, what can be possible. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. You're going to be in Indianapolis, you'll be in Peoria, you'll be in St. Louis. People will be able to hear this and, of course, see you in person live. We'll have some tickets to give away as well. So, Willow, as we let you go, you know, places online for people to catch up, whether it's social media or sites you don't want them to miss, where can they go?
So for me personally, you can find me at Willow Wrestles on the site formerly known as Twitter, now X, and Instagram. But you can always follow the AEW pages as well. We'll keep you updated on what shows are coming up, whether that be in your town or the next, what matches are happening, awtickets.com for tickets for any upcoming shows. And for Dynasty, our upcoming pay-per-view, you can watch that on pay-per-view, like the original format of it, Triller TV or PPV.com.
Yeah, great places to see it all. And of course, thanks so much for everything you're doing for the sport. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me.